Friends and family of slain St. Albert resident Ron Wersfold told the court their loved one was being remembered as a kind, vibrant and generous man and was not disposable or invisible. Wersfold was killed by Beryl Musila, who was found guilty in June of first-degree murder, years after his 2017 slaying. Five loved ones impacted by the crime gave statements on Wednesday, including Wersfold's daughter, Stacey Wersfold, his grandchildren, Paxton Clark and Shauna Marie Flett, his friend and co-worker, Donna Doak, and his friend, Kyla Mandrusiak. Through tears, Stacey Wersfold detailed how her father's murder stripped her of the chance to be by his side when he passed, and the chance to say goodbye. "The murder of my father took away from me the one person who loved me completely," she said, to the Court of King's Bench. "His murder is the nightmare that comes to me night after night and is now a companion to me daily in so many ways." Wersfold said she can no longer enjoy holidays now that her father is gone. She lost months of pay and work, and she and her family have been left with permanent trauma. "You lose all sense of safety and security, you become fearful, untrusting," she said. St. Albert Society felt the loss, as my dad was not invisible, he was not disposable, and he was not reclusive. He was a healthy, vibrant, kind, generous soul who touched many people and lives, all of which felt the shock and loss of his murder. Paxton Clark recounted the terror he felt when he got the call that his grandfather was missing and how he began running up and down the aisles of stores searching for Wersfold. Clark, who was composed as he began his statement, started to cry when he shared how he misses trying to fix his grandfather's computer and the coin sets Wersfold would give him as presents. "But what makes me the most sad is thinking that he never got to meet my daughter, which he would love and probably spoil," Clark said. Donna Doak, who worked with Wersfold at a St. Albert Petro Canada for 34 years, described Wersfold as her best friend and work husband, and part of her family. "When we would be at work, we would talk about being robbed," Doak said. "We both said we hoped the criminal would use a gun, and never a knife, because the thought of being stabbed was worse than death itself. To find out that not only did you take his life, you stabbed him, I can't get that image out of my mind." Granddaughter Shauna Marie Flett recalled how no less than 15 vehicles filled with family drove from Vancouver and Kamloops to attend Wersfold's ceremony of life. "Having the ceremony across from his longtime home was both a blessing and a curse as we looked over to what would have been the home of so many cherished memories, and the unwelcome knowledge that it had also been the home of his passing in such a brutal manner," she said. Wersfold's friend Kyla Mandrusiak said the murder left her and her children afraid. "I cannot forgive you, and will not," she said to Musila. Musila nodded as victims read their statements. Indignity to human remains charges. On Monday and Tuesday, the court heard arguments about an appropriate sentence for Musila's treatment of Wersfold's body. Crown prosecutors Patricia Hankinson and Jason Schmidt argued for a 2.5-year sentence for Musila's mishandling of Wersfold's remains, but newly appointed defense lawyer Caitlin Dick said her client wanted a 6-month reduction. The charge, under Section 182 of the Criminal Code, carries a 5-year maximum. The sentence will be served concurrently with Musila's life sentence for the first-degree murder of Wersfold. Musila pleaded guilty to indecently interfering with Wersfold's remains at the outset of the trial. She pleaded not guilty to Wersfold's murder and represented herself during the 9-week-long trial, but a jury found her guilty in June. Justice Larry Ackerl agreed to reduce the sentence by 30 days because of an earlier arbitrary detention in which Musila's charter rights were violated. Musila duct-taped Wersfold's ankles and loaded him into a tote container that she took with her to various locations in Edmonton, Morinville, and St. Albert. Eventually, Musila moved the container to a friend's rural property near Devon and asked her friends, who did not know it held a body, to help her take the container to a nearby makeshift dump. Earlier in the trial, Musila argued that she did not know that Wersfold's body would be disposed of on the rural property when it was packed onto the truck. She urged the court to consider that Robert Rafters, her boyfriend at the time of Wersfold's death, helped her move the body. Ackrell said that it was impossible, if not preposterous, that Musila didn't know that Wurzfeld's remains would be disposed of in the woods. He said that Musila was willfully ignorant of the purpose of the truck ride that carried Wurzfeld's remains to the makeshift dump, and that she was the only one at risk should the body be discovered. She was not a passive bystander, he said. Musila's sentencing continues today at 11 a.m.